From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The chief medical officer reports the latest COVID-19 results. Here's Radio K-Man's Dion Anglin with more.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee reports 438 COVID-19 tests have been carried out since this was last reported on Friday, February 19th. Three were positive for COVID-19. All are travelers who tested positive as part of the screening program. They will remain in isolation until considered recovered. There are 729 people in isolation, either at a government facility or in their homes, as required by the Medical Officer of Health. The total number of COVID-19 vaccines administered to date is 19,938, with 7,693 people having completed the two-dose course so far. To date, 87% of those aged over 70 and 81% of those aged over 60 have had at least one vaccination shot. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Declarations are now being accepted for all electoral candidates. We get the details now from Radio K-Man's April Cummings.
The Commission for Standards in Public Life says, in accordance with the Standards in Public Life Act, all candidates seeking election for public office must submit a complete Standards in Public Life Schedule 1 declaration form before they file their nomination papers on Monday, March 1st, 2021. The Commission wants submissions by 10 a.m. this Friday, February 26th, in order to facilitate a smooth and expedient verification process. You can find the form and get more information at standardsinpubliclifecommission.ky. Or call the Commission office at 244-3685. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Health City Cayman Islands says it won't be asking for any additional concessions as it teams up with DART to build a $100 million medical campus, Health City Camana Bay. On Friday, developers announced that the services in the expansion fall within the scope of the previously planned phases. President of Real Estate Asset Management Justin Howell told reporters on Friday the new facility will be located to the south of Cayman International School at the intersection of the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway and the new Airport Connector Road.
The choice of the site for the new hospital reflects the continued growth of Camana Bay to the south. The construction of the new Airport Connector Road and the remediation of the landfill will make the area attractive to new investment and opportunities for other businesses.
The facility is estimated to take 12 to 18 months to complete. Developers say the new campus will mean Health City Cayman Islands will be able to offer a number of medical specialties and subspecialties within 10 minutes of where most Caymanians live and or work, in Georgetown or along the Seven Mile Beach Corridor. Chief Business Officer at Health City Cayman Islands, Shamari Scott.
As part of this proposed expansion project, Health City is also excited because we're extending our arms and our presence into the Sister Islands.
Mr. Scott says Health City physicians will provide specialist health care and alleviate the need for patients to travel to Grand Cayman for outpatient follow-ups and checkups.
They'll actually be able to stay at home just a few minutes from where they are to go in for the checkups and the types of logistical care that our doctors would give without needing the main diagnostics at Health City.
Mr. Scott says these services will extend to those living in Little Cayman as well, saving them trips to Grand Cayman for treatment. But what are some of these specialist officers the new campus will provide for residents? Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has a breakdown of the more innovative offerings.
On the campus itself, Dr. Devi Shetty, founder of Health City's parent company, Narayana Health, says it will be the first hospital in the region to offer bone marrow transplantation and CAR T cell therapy.
Within the next few months, we will launch one of the most advanced cancer centers in the Western Hemisphere. This facility will have the latest and most advanced linear accelerators for radiotherapy, CT scans, MRIs, and the surgical robots.
Dr. Shetty says the CAR T cell therapy will be for Caymanians with end-stage cancer. It's a type of treatment in which a patient's T cells, this is a type of immune system cell, is changed in the laboratory so it will attack cancer cells.
Health City at Camana Bay will also have the most advanced critical care department for adults and children because we want every emergency patient requiring instant life support with the artificial heart and lungs to be treated within minutes.
Clinical Director and Senior Cardiac Surgeon at Health City Cayman Islands, Dr. Benoit Chatham-Parambil, says having a campus close to where the majority of people live and work will mean more lives saved.
There have been many instances of lives lost between Georgetown and a trip to the East End. A trip that does not seem far when visiting a friend on a Sunday, but when a loved one has had a heart attack, stroke, or been involved in a life-threatening trauma, seconds and minutes count.
The campus will also include a neonatal intensive care unit, meaning far fewer babies will have to travel overseas for treatment. Dr. Chatham-Parambil says a facility close to Georgetown will greatly improve the outcome for those newborns. During construction of the new medical campus, Health City Cayman Islands will open a smaller satellite location within Caymana Bay, for which it has already earmarked clinical space. This will then be integrated into the larger proposed facility when it's completed. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Flying in the skies again feels good now that the Boeing 737-8 aircraft fleet has returned to service. So says Chief Pilot with Cayman Airways, Captain Kerry Panton.
It is an extremely good aircraft. There is none safer. Nobody can come approach anyone and say, you know, here's a safer aircraft. This aircraft has went through a recertification program for about 20 to 21 months. All the world's major regulators went through it with a fine-tooth comb. We have reviewed all the, you know, as much data as we can get as an operator, and I can tell you that I am 100% satisfied and feel safe about this aircraft.
As you've heard here on Radio Cayman, it's been almost 2 years since the national airline voluntarily grounded the fleet. After comprehensive safety certifications of the aircraft by aviation authorities locally and globally, Cayman welcomes the return of the fleet to commercial service this month. Captain Panton says pilots flying the B737-8 again wasn't without completing a vigorous simulator training program.
By the end of June, everybody will have over 50 hours of sim time alone in this aircraft. So our training program has been very vigorous. Everything gets reviewed by manager training, Captain Stephen Cole, and then we sit down, a small group team of us with the VP Flight Ops, and we decide then on how we're going to roll it out. So everybody should be reassured that Cayman Airways flight crew, we have gone over and above the training requirements, and nobody leaves that simulator without being fully competent to handle anything.
Last week, residents on Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac were invited to celebrate the return to service of the B737-8 fleet with an aircraft tour and a meet and greet of the National Airlines pilots and crews. Captain Panton, who has been flying now for 35 years, says the B737-8 is fuel efficient and also quiet, adding, "This aircraft is the aircraft for the Cayman Islands, as nothing can come close." The Ministry of Education is set to rename the Savannah Primary School in honor of education stalwart, the late Joanna Faith Clark.
Miss Joanna Clark has been a stalwart in education in the Cayman Islands for a number of years. Not only did she serve Georgetown Primary School and the Savannah Primary School, but even after her retirement, Miss Clark continued to be instrumental in the education of young people, not just through her volunteer efforts with the Boy Scouts Association, but also providing the impetus for a private sector entity to develop the Joanna Clark Excellence in Education Awards, on which she sat as one of the board members.
Acting Deputy Chief Officer in the Ministry of Education, Mark Ray, tells Radio Cayman News, even then, Ms. Clark continued to have a leading voice in the excellence in education in the Cayman Islands.
It is with great pride that we will rename the school the Joanna Clark Primary School, and certainly we look forward to the continued success of the school under the new name. And the legacy that Ms. Clark brings to education in the Cayman Islands will continue to drive excellence at the Joanna Clark Primary School.
Everyone is invited to join the ministry tomorrow for the official renaming ceremony. The event starts at 4:30 p.m. in the school's cafeteria. For more details, email ministryevents@gov.ky. That is your latest local news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.